This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the English translation, the one that I recommend best is by Abdullah Yusuf Ali. Amongst all the translations that I've read, I feel this is the most comprehensive. And he took approximately 40 years to write the translation. And though his English is a bit archaic, may say biblical, e, the, thou, but it's more closer to Arabic. In normal English, when you say you, it's the same in Arabic. You know, for you, for female is different, for male is different, singular is different, dual is different, plural is different, six types, anta, anti, you know all. In English, one you, whether it's a male, single, or female single, male dual, or female dual. Male multiple or female multiple, all six the same, you, shortcut. So this archaic English is more closer, but it may be difficult for the modern people to understand. But there are other people who have made it easy. But Abdullah Yusuf Ali, overall, I feel the commentary that he has given and the footnotes and the index topic-wise, I recommend for a non-Muslim as well as for a Muslim, this is one of the good English translations available. The other one is the Sai International, which has been translated a few years back by three American devout sisters. And the English is more simple, and it is more modern. The other translation is the Noble Quran by Taqiyuddin Hilali and Dr. Mohsen Khan. But this, I would not recommend it to be given to non-Muslims. Muslims fine, because there are too many brackets. In the footnotes, you have many hadith, you know, Bukhari Muslim, which is good for the Muslims. But there are so many brackets that you fail to realize who is saying that, Allah or the person who's translated it. So you give footnotes, no problem, but you give too many brackets, you fail to realize, is this message from the translator or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is the reason it is good for references, Bukhari, Muslim, Sahih Hadith. But for a non-Muslim, I personally don't advise you to give that. The other fourth translation, which is good, is by Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi. It's good for comparative religion. He gives references from the Bible, gives references from the Hindu scriptures. It's available in 4 volumes. The other one is Muhammad Iqbal. Muhammad Iqbal, you're the Britisher. Even that translation is good, but it doesn't have any commentary. The other one good is by Muhammad Asad. Muhammad Asad, this translation is good. He quotes very often Zamakhshiri. And he gives root words of Arabic, but you have to be careful, because Zamakhshiri is a logical tafsir, but sometimes it deviates from the Sahih Hadith, so you have to be careful. I normally prefer translations which are directly done from Arabic into that language. So English translation translated directly from Arabic to English are the best. There are other translations which are translated from Arabic to Urdu and then English, like Maulana Maududi, Dawatul Quran by Shams Pirzada. They are good, but the chances of error is more. Because someone turns from Arabic to Urdu, then from Urdu to English. And that's what happened with Maulana Maududi's translation. And the second edition, the second translation done by Zafar Ishaq Ansari, is far better. So this was just a few translations which I named. There are other by T.B. Irwin. T.B. Irving, the translation more of American English. And there are several other translations.